Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to all those who were away. We're glad to have you back. Traditionally, when I grew up, every Matzah Yom Tov, I remember Rabbi Mordechai Willig coming over to our home with his family, and we used to get together, and the children would talk to each other, my mother would talk to his wife, and he would speak to my father, and inevitably, every time that we got together, the conversation between my father and Rabbi Willig ended up being about all of the questions that came up to each of them throughout the duration of the Yom Tov. You know, Yom Tov is a busy time, and people have all kinds of questions. So in line with that tradition, I also would like to discuss this week some of the questions that came up in our community over the past week. One of them which took my curiosity was that yesterday in Shul, there was an individual who came, he got an aliyah, and after his aliyah, he made a birchas hagoma. So as he was leaving from his aliyah, I walked over to him and I said, did you make a birchas hagomel because you were traveling the first days of Yom Tov? Were you away somewhere? And he said, no, I made a birchas hagomel because of what happened to our family yesterday. So I said, I didn't hear anything about it. What took place? So he tells me that on Yom Tov, his daughter went missing, and he was very, very concerned. She was a young girl, and he said it was a tremendous sakana for her, and everybody was very nervous, and then they called the police. Ultimately, they found her and she was safe and unharmed. So he said because of that great Yeshua, because they found his daughter and nothing had happened to her, he made a birchas hagomel. It's a very beautiful thing to do, but the question is that really correct? And I think one can challenge such an idea based on two basic points, one which we'll discuss today and one which we'll get to, Amir Tzashem, tomorrow. So we begin just by general introduction to the birchas hagomel as an abstract. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that is the source of the Birchas HaGomel, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos, there are four individuals who have an obligation to make a Birchas HaGomel. Number one, says the Gemara, Yordei Hayam Ba'anios, those who travel by sea in a boat. Now, if you can imagine to yourself, when people used to travel by sea, it was obviously a very dangerous thing to do. They were in a rowboat or a sailboat or they were in a raft. And obviously they were not in the cruise line ships that we have today. And that was a very dangerous thing to do. So the Gemara says that when they come back from such a trip and they made it successfully without any incident, so they have to make a birchas hagomel. Number two, says the Gemara, if you have somebody who is a holchei midbario, someone who travels in the desert, and obviously the desert is a place which is a tremendous sakana. If you run out of the food, if you run out of drink, there is no hotel there where you can check into. There's no civilization there that you can ask for help from. So that was considered to be a very dangerous mode of transportation, mode of travel, and therefore, when one makes it through a trip through the desert successfully, they have to make a birchas hagomel upon their return. Number three, says the Gemara, someone who is a chole shenesrape, which means somebody who is very gravely sick and now was healed, they have an obligation to make a birchas hagomel. Now, it is important to point out, when we say a cholesh and a srape has to make a birchas hagomel, the Shulchan Aruch says that is only once he is holech al mishanto, once he is already cured and no longer is worrying about his illness that he had. So a common question that we get, unfortunately, people get hit by cars. So we have people who get hit by a car and then they want to rush to make the birchas hagomel on the first possible opportunity that they have. They feel so grateful that they made it out alive. But what they don't realize is that even though they made it out of the hospital and they are not any longer in that kind of danger, but they still are not back to themselves. They're still going through physical therapy. They're still not feeling well, and therefore we would assume that such a person should wait to make the Birchas HaGomel for the extended period of time until they are completely feeling back to themselves before the accident happened. It's a major question. What is a person supposed to do? Let's say you have somebody who went through an illness, cancer, and they've been treated, and now they're in remission. The question is, are they supposed to make a Birchas HaGomel? At what point should they make the bracha? That's a very, very difficult question to answer. But that is the third category of people who have an obligation to recite a Birchas HaGomel. And finally, says the Gemara, someone who is a chavush bebeis ha'asurim, someone who is incarcerated, someone who is abducted or in captivity, and their life was really in jeopardy, their life was really in a difficult place. They didn't know if they would make it out alive from such an incarceration. So we assume such a person also has an obligation to recite the Birchas HaGomel. This is all quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Yud Tes Sif Aleph. And the Torah gives us a mnemonic device in order to remember these four categories of people who have an obligation to make a Birchas Hagomel. And he says from the phrase, V'chol HaChayim Yoducha Sela, he says that word Chayim can really be divided up. Ches Yud Yud Mem stands for Chavush, which means somebody who is in prison. Yisurim means somebody who is sick. Yam means somebody who traveled on the ocean. And Midbar means somebody who traveled through the desert. So he says, V'chol HaChayim Yoducha Sela is a way to remember who has that obligation to recite a Birchas Hagomel. There is a contemporary question that Reb Moshe Feinstein and many others discuss. What is the status of somebody who travels on an airplane? Should we assume that that is comparable to somebody who is traveling through a desert? Is it comparable to somebody who is traveling over water? Or should we assume perhaps not? Reb Moshe Feinstein writes very adamantly that his opinion is one absolutely has to make a bracha when they travel on an airplane. And Reb Moshe writes very strongly that he feels that this is no different than somebody who travels through a desert or somebody who travels through the water, because he says, you find yourself in a very dangerous position. So you'll say, well, the odds are that my flight is going to be safe and that nothing is really going to happen. We don't hear about planes falling out of the sky that often. However, I think Reb Moshe suggests that the reason why we would assume that one has to make a Birchas Hagomel is because you're not in a safe place, meaning if one thing goes wrong, you're totally helpless. There's nothing you can do to take care of yourself. And therefore, he says that is comparable to somebody who travels on a boat. Even though one who's on a boat is not always in a state of danger, because most often we hear that boats get to their destination safely. However, Moshe says, we assume that because you're in a matzav shel sakana. Why? By definition, the place where you are is a place in the world where you are completely helpless. There is nothing you can do should something go wrong. Should there be a malfunction in the boat? Should there be a malfunction in the plane? We assume that that immediately is called a makom sakana, and therefore a Birchas Hagomel should be recited. But as we said, this is a major point of dispute. Rav Soloveitchik weighed in on the issue as well. He felt a Birchas Hagomel should not be recited, I believe. And there were many who discussed the pros and cons of whether or not a Birchas Hagomel should be recited when coming off of a plane. I saw once in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman that he writes, perhaps one of the reasons why we recite a Birchas Hagomel on these four occasions, one who was sick, one who was incarcerated, one who was traveling through the desert, and one who was traveling by sea, he says perhaps the reason why is because in these four areas of life, one does all of the research and one makes sure before going on a trip that you get the highest quality arrangements made for you, and you make sure to have a highly skilled pilot and a well-recommended surgeon who's going to do the surgery. And when somebody's in jail and we try to get them out, we will have all the major people doing all the interventions possible to facilitate that release. And therefore, he says, in these four areas in particular, when the person gets out of the Eitz Tzar, when the person is no longer in the danger, in the grave state that they were beforehand, Reb Shlomo Zalman suggests, very often we forget that it was God who really provided the Yeshua for us. And therefore, he says, it is specifically on these occasions when you have a doctor who cures a patient, as much as we as human beings have to invest of ourselves and try our best to help others out and to do whatever we can to facilitate a Yeshua, we always need to remember that ultimately, ki el po'el Yeshua's ata, it is God himself who provides the Yeshua at the proper time, and therefore we have to remind ourselves that the Birchas Hagomel is a critical response that we need to have as human beings after experiencing a Yeshua. Along those lines, suggests from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, maybe this is the reason why in Shmoneh Esrei you'll notice when we say Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe, we ask that Hashem provide us with a refuah for those who are ill, for those who need a Yeshua, and we say ki sihilaseinu ata, we ask that He provide us with a refuah because Your praise is always on our lips. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach suggests the reason why is because so often, when you have somebody who is healed, when you have somebody who goes through a procedure, we put all of the praise on the doctor, on the surgeon, on the medical team that was so instrumental in this person having whatever it is that healed them. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we say to the Ribono Shel Olam in Shmoneh Esrei, we ask that You provide us with a refuah, and we will never forget ki sihilaseinu ata, that You are the one who deserves the praise after we get that Yeshua. We will never forget it. And therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that is why in that bracha we add on Because we never want to forget that it is the Ribbono Shel Olam and Him alone who provides us with all of our Yeshuas. In fact, I believe the Vilna Gaon writes in his Haggadah, I think I once saw it in one of the Svarim on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, that he says perhaps this is why we drink four cups of wine on the night of the Seder, because we have four reasons to be grateful for our leaving Mitzrayim. We were considered Yarde Hayam in the most extreme sense of the word. We were in the middle of the ocean, and the ocean did not close in on us, so we owe a debt of gratitude for that. We were Holchei Midbarios. We traveled through the desert. We did not know where our next meal would come from. We didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if we would survive these conditions. We really had nothing with us, and we made it out successfully. God brought us a Yeshua. Therefore, he says that is cup number two, and we need to be grateful for that. Number three, he says, we were cholim shenisrapu. All of the terrible oppression that we had in Mitzrayim caused us to be very sick. And he says, somehow the Ribbono Shel Olam saved us, and we got out of that tzara as well. That is the reason number three to be grateful. And finally, number four, he says, we were certainly considered to be abducted. We were certainly considered to be imprisoned and incarcerated by the Egyptians and by Paro. And therefore, he said, we have the fourth obligation of a chavush bebeis ha'asurim, of somebody who is in jail, who then gets let out. He says, we take the four cups of wine on the night of the Seder to re-emphasize the fact that we have four reasons to be grateful for all four of the reasons that the Gemara says one has an obligation to bench gomel on a regular day of the year. There is a discussion that the Meiri raises, one of the Rishonim, and that is, what if a person travels through the desert? What if a person goes through the experience on the sea, and they were not in any sakana at all? At no point did they encounter any storm. At no point were their lives in danger. Nothing really happened out of the ordinary. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim, should we assume that one needs to make a bracha in such a case, or perhaps not? This is a major dispute among the Rishonim, and the Mishneh Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha, Vida, and he says, in my opinion, Dipashut, it is obvious, Bein Yam u'Bein Bamidbar Mevarchim, when one travels through the desert, or one travels through the sea, he says you have to make a bracha, Afilu lo karalo shum sakana, even if nothing out of the ordinary happened. Why? Because he says that the Rabbanim were misakin, that you have to make a bracha, because we assume that those places are considered to be a matzav shel sakana. Those are considered to be inherently dangerous. And therefore, because one is in a position where they would not be able to help themselves, should there be a problem in those circumstances, therefore we assume a bracha must be recited, even if one does not encounter any unusual circumstance, anything dangerous at all, one would assume that a bracha needs to be recited in those circumstances as well. The Shulchan Aruch discusses that not only do we assume that these four individuals need to make a Birchas HaGomel when they experience a Yeshua, but the Shulchan Aruch writes that we expand it, we extend it even to others who go and put themselves or find themselves in a very dangerous circumstance. So he writes, Hani Arba Lav Dafka, these four people, the one who was in jail, the one who traveled through the ocean, the one who traveled through a desert, and the one who was sick and now is no longer, says the Shulchan Aruch, that we extend it much further. Dehu adin lemishenasalones kegon shenafel alav kosel. If there's an avalanche or a wall falls down and the person does not lose their life from such a dangerous circumstance, or he says, nitzal midrishas shar unagichosev. If you have a wild animal that is going around attacking human beings and you get saved from it, or says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a bunch of ganavim shabolo oshodede laila, if you have somebody breaks into a house and holds up the people by gunpoint, and ultimately they are saved, they don't lose their lives, says the Shulchan Aruch, all of those people who make it out alive will have to make a Birchas HaGomel upon their coming out safely. And then he quotes the dissenting opinion, which is perhaps it is only limited to these four, and this is a major question whether or not we extend it. Now, the Maharal writes something that I believe is not a well-known halacha. And this, with this I refer to what happens when a person finds themselves in a situation where it could have been dangerous, but in the end, it really was not. So says the Maharal, Va'ata, Yesh b'nei Adam, there are people, she'kasher zarku evan alav. Somebody throws a stone. Unfortunately, we have this in Eretz Yisrael all the time. We have many of our enemies stand on the side of a highway and throw stones at the cars. It's extremely dangerous. People have lost their lives, many people. So the question is, Says the Maharal, if somebody threw a stone, velohi giya ha'evan, but the stone did not hit the car, the stone missed the car. So obviously your life was saved, but you never really had the stone hit your car at all. So he says there are people who think that on such a circumstance you have to make it birchas hagomel. V'chol ze minhag shel amei ha'aretz. Says the Maharal, this is a mistake. This is not really the proper practice. Because he says the only time you have to make a birchas hagomel when you find yourself in a difficult circumstance is when you actually had something dangerous happen to you. But here he writes, where the stone never came close to your car, it just missed your car. So he says he feels there's no reason to make a birchas hagomel in such a circumstance. The Chayyadam disagrees with that, and he quotes the Radvaz that no, it's a tremendous miracle that the stone did not hit your car and that you were spared and your life was saved. And therefore he says that's a good enough reason to make a birchas hagomel. And the Mishnah Berurah comes to the conclusion that he thinks this is a major suffix. It is not clear at all what the halach is supposed to be regarding whether or not a birchas hagomel should be made under those conditions. My father told me on many occasions that he heard in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein and he saw it printed from him about 45, 50 years ago, that Rav Moshe Feinstein felt that the Maharal was correct. And the only time a birchas hagomel is recited is when a person finds themselves in the actual danger and is saved. For example, the stone hit, Rachmana Litzlan, it hits the car, and the person does not lose their life, the person is saved. Then a birchas hagomel would be recited. But otherwise, one would not recite a birchas hagomel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I subsequently found that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was asked about a young man who was in a bus stop in Yerushalayim, and unfortunately there was a terror attack where the terrorist came with a gun and he shot two people that were sitting in the bus stop. So this young man came to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and he said that he was so shaken up because the two people lost their lives right in front of him. But he said 30 seconds before the terrorist came, he saw there was an elderly gentleman who came into the bus stop, who sat down, who was looking for a seat. This young man got up out of respect to him, gave him his seat, and now the young man was a few feet away from him. And that older person lost his life. He was the one who was shot. So he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, should I recite a birchas hagomel? Because had I been sitting there, I would have gotten hurt. I would have lost my life. But because I got up for him 30 seconds earlier, I did not. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he felt that is not a reason to make a birchas hagomel. Should the person have gotten hit by the car and then, I'm sorry, by the bullet and then was saved, so then we would make a birchas hagomel. But here, where the person was spared, the person was not hit at all, so we would assume that a birchas hagomel should not be recited. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, however, suggested that although a birchas hagomel would not be warranted in such a case, he still says that he thinks it would be a wise idea that tomorrow morning when you go to shul and you make the birchas hashachar, he says you should have specific kavana when you say the bracha hagomel chasadim tovim la'amo Yisrael. He says, I would say you should have specific kavana that you're grateful to the fact that you have life, that God didn't make you lose your life like the other people who were with you. But he says a birchas hagomel per se, he didn't think would make sense to recite on this occasion. So with all that in mind, I think the first part of our question, when you have a young girl who goes missing and you don't know exactly where she is and you're concerned that maybe she ran into the street and maybe she's going to be in a tremendous sense of sakana, in a tremendous state of danger, I don't think that it's clear that a birchas hagomel would be warranted under those conditions. If, Rachmana Litzlan, the child ran into the street and a car was coming and they actually had their life was saved, so then a birchas hagomel certainly may be a different story. But here, where the child was just missing and we thought that maybe they could have run into the street, but they didn't, so then we would say a birchas hagomel perhaps would not really make so much sense in this case. We will continue with the other component to the question tomorrow, but for now we have to break for Mincha.